पते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 38 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड प्रहलाद पैसिफाइज द लॉर्ड विथ प्रेयर्स। इतम त्रियग ऋषिदेव जसावतारैर् इतम त्रियग ऋषिदेव जसावतारैर् लोकान् विभ वयसि हंसि जगत् प्रतिपान्। धर्मं महापुरुषपासि युगनावृतम् छन्नः खलौ यद् अभिवस्त्रियुगो तत्त्वम् छन्नः खलौ यद् अभवस्त्रियुगोतस्त्वम् इतं नृत्रियग् ऋषिदेव जसावतारैर् लोकान् विभा वयसि हंसि जगत् प्रतिपान्। धर्मं महापुरुषपासि युगानुवृतम् छन्नः खलौ यद् अभिवस्त्रियुगो हतास्त्वम्। प्लीज चैंट। इतं ऋत्रेयकृषिदेवजसावतारे लोकान् विभावयसि हंसि जगत्प्रतिपन् धर्मं महापुरुषपासि युगानुवृत्तम् माता जी प्लीज। Itam, in this way, Nir, like a human being, such as Lord Krishna and Lord Ramachandra, Triyak, like animals, such as the boar, Rishi, as a great saint, Parasurama, Deva, as demigods, Jasa, as an aquatic, such as the fish and tortoise, Avatarai, by such different incarnations, Lokan, all the different planetary systems, Vibhavayasi, you protect, Hamsi, you sometimes kill, Jagat Pratipan, persons who have simply created trouble in this world, Dharmam, the principles of religion, Mahapurusha, O great personality, Pasi, you protect, Yuga Anuvritam, according to different millenniums, Channa, covered, Kalau, in this age of Kali, Yat, since, Abhava, have been and will be in the future, Triyuga, named Triyuga, Atha, therefore, Sa, the same personality, Tvam, you. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. In this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish, or a tortoise, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles. According to the age, O my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the personality, as the supreme personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Triyuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas. Purport. As the Lord appeared just to maintain Lord Brahma from the attack of Madhu and Kaitaba, He also appeared to protect the great devotee Prahlad Maharaj. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya appeared in order to protect the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. There are four yugas or millenniums, Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali. In all the yugas but Kali Yuga, the Lord appears in various incarnations and asserts Himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But although Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appears in Kali Yuga as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He never asserted Himself as such. On the contrary, whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was addressed as being as good as Krishna, He blocked His ears with His hands, denying His identity with Krishna, because He was playing the part of a devotee. Lord Chaitanya knew that in Kali Yuga there would be many bogus incarnations pretending to be God, and therefore He avoided asserting Himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, in many Vedic literatures, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32, Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayair Yajantihi Sumedasaha. In Kali Yuga, intelligent men worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always accompanied by His associates such as Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhara and Srivas. The entire Krishna consciousness movement is based on the principles of Sankirtan movement inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, one who tries to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the medium of Sankirtan movement, knows everything perfectly. He is Sumedhasa, a person with substantial intelligence. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Devam Nitya Swamini Tinamini. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Destarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. So Krishna explains in the Gita that yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. Abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham. That Krishna comes to this world out of compassion for the foolish living entities. Or he sends his confidential men to accomplish a certain task, just like sometimes, you know, the Navy SEALs are sent by America, you know, to establish some peace around the world. Just a crude example. Like that, Krishna sends his men to establish the lost relationship between the Jiva and himself. But in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna appears, but he is a hidden incarnation, Channa Kalav. Sometimes we say it like chickpeas, Channa. It's like Channa avatar. It's no long A here, Channa Kalav. Channa means hidden incarnation. And Prabhupada writes beautifully in the purport, how, therefore, one who tries to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the medium of the Sankirtan movement knows everything perfectly. It's a very powerful statement. That if we understand, if we try to understand Krishna through a bona fide medium, through bona fide disciplic succession, then we can understand these deep subject matters. Otherwise, it's not possible. Therefore, we have to hear from a bona fide guru parampara. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, in this verse and other slokas, Prahlad Maharaj is actually glorifying Krishna, but at the same time, he's educating us. If you look at this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is explaining to us how Krishna incarnates and, you know, how he's addressed and what he does and all these things, even though he's just glorifying, but he's also teaching us the science. So this is very important, because unless we hear from authorized parampara, it may appear so real. There are so many teachers after coming to Krishna consciousness. You know, they speak in Tamil, or you know, they're from Sri Vaishnava or something like that. Some, like, I'm attracted. So I try to listen to them and they sound so much like Prabhupada, but then all of a sudden they say something. And then you're so disappointed. They glorify like Gandhi or Vivekananda, or they have like a tinge of Mayavad. But unless we are trained, we cannot see this. We cannot detect. Like if my relatives are listening and then I'm listening with them, but then they say something, but they all like, wow, they're in ecstasy, you know. But I feel like saying something, but then they will be offended if I criticize. So because we are trained, we are able to see. Otherwise, everybody, so many teachers are talking about Krishna consciousness, but there is some flaws there because they're not in proper disciplic succession. It's so important. We take it for granted, like, you know, reading Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada lectures, like Acharya came back from India. And we were having dinner, and he was actually surprised how people in India, they didn't know the proper Siddhanta, they don't know the proper conclusion. I was thinking, yeah, there's like billions of them, you know. It's the surprising thing is that somebody knows the proper Siddhanta. It's not surprising that they don't know. And practically speaking, Prabhupada was the only one to tell us about Krishna as a person and bhakti yoga, devotional service. People talk so much nonsense in the name of Vedas and Gita. And if we read their translations or we hear from their lectures, we will never understand, even if we take birth after birth studying the Gita, we will never understand the Gita. Because they don't understand themselves. We don't even have $10, but keep promising to give you like $1 million, you know. It'll never happen. So, we have to hear. We shouldn't take it granted. We shouldn't become familiar with the teachings that Prabhupada has given. It's so important. Because there's so much Mayavad philosophy out there. There's so much, like last night I was talking with one guest in the Bhakti house having dinner. And I asked him, so what, you practice something, you're spiritual? He said, yeah, I'm an atheistic Hindu. I said, what is that? I've never heard that before. He said, I'm spiritual, I'm Hindu, but I don't believe in God. I said, how is that? Doesn't make any sense. He said, it makes perfect sense to me. So we were going back and forth, and he was kind of sincere and receptive. So I was telling him, like, imagine I come from India, I live in America, but then I think like, oh, you know, I don't believe in Obama. I want to bomb Obama, or, you know, something stupid like that. Doesn't make any sense. You live here, you have to, you know, you cannot have the kingdom of God without God. This world is also the energy of God. So we have to serve Krishna, we have to understand Krishna. Because of ignorance, we think we are atheists, but, you know, you're sincere, you can understand Krishna and love Krishna. So people talk so much nonsense because they have no idea. And imagine Prabhupada coming from the spiritual world, how painful it must be for him to hear some nonsense. That's why he's, like, when you hear his lectures, he's calling them rascals and fools and Mayavadis and kick on your face with boots. And he, you know, because it's really painful for Prabhupada coming from Krishna, directly from Krishna, to tell us about Krishna. And here is somebody telling Prabhupada that Krishna doesn't have form. Prabhupada gets so irritated. Like in Japan, there was this Mayavadi was speaking. And he was speaking so much nonsense that in the middle of the lecture, Prabhupada told the devotees, okay, start kirtan. So they all jumped in the stage, you know, in the middle of the lecture, they started the kirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And all the respectable Hindu gentlemen and lady there, they're surprised, you know, what kind of sadhu is this? Sadhu means, you know, you don't speak much, you have long beard and you're quiet, you're wearing orange clothes and everything goes, you know. But here is a sadhu and he interrupted a lecture that they spent thousands of yen to put together, you know. But Prabhupada couldn't tolerate because he can see, he knows better. So it's so important for us to stick to these teachings very carefully. Otherwise we cannot understand who is Krishna, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When we read these books, immediately it comes, you know, our imperfect senses, they protest. Oh, I don't think it's like this. I mean, I believe in parts of the Bhagavatam, but this statement is too much, or I don't agree with this statement. Like Badri Narayan was saying, you know, who are we? We can't even find our car keys most of the time. We have such imperfect senses. So we have to hear fully from the self-realized soul. We have to read the Bhagavatam. We have to hear from the Guru. We have to read these commentaries. Otherwise, you know, sometimes people say all you have to do is just chant Hare Krishna, and they chant very inattentively. And if you just have to chant Hare Krishna inattentively, why is Bhagavatam written like 18,000 slokas? Why is there Guru Parampara? Why there is need of anything else? The chanting doesn't work unless you apply this science completely. So Prabhupada had this purity and integrity that when he tells us something, that we are able to believe, we are able to agree, even though we don't know these subject matters, and, you know, these things are like beyond our senses, but because Prabhupada was so pure, when we hear these teachings, we agree. Even like Archita Prabhu tells the students when they come, when you read the Bhagavad Gita, even theoretically just think Krishna is God, and then read the Gita, it'll make sense. Like that, when Prabhupada tells us something, even though we have no knowledge, because of his purity and his devotion, we are able to agree. It's like I was reading Mahabharata, and you know how Drona was fighting in the battle of Kurukshetra, and he was like tsunami, was so powerful. He was like killing hundreds and thousands of soldiers. So Krishna came up with this plan, how to defeat Drona. It's not possible like to fight him. He's so powerful. So Krishna said to Dharmaraj, Yudhishthir, Krishna said to him, you go and tell Drona that Aswatthama is dead. And Dharmaraj was actually hesitating. Then Krishna said, okay, you say Aswatthama, the elephant, is dead. But which is not a lie, which is, fact. So you go and tell just this much. And Maharaj Yudhishthir went and said to Drona that Aswatthama, and when he said the elephant, Krishna blew the conch. Krishna is the original editor. Krishna blew the conch that Aswatthama was dead. That's all Drona could hear. And if anyone else were to say that, he wouldn't have believed that. There's no way like Drona was going to believe this statement. But because it's coming from the mouth of Dharmaraj, then Drona, you know, took it seriously and he was able to, you know, be defeated. It was unbelievable. He had, like Dharmaraj, Yudhishthira had so much potency, he had such character, that when he said something, it's not like, oh, this guy is saying this, let me just think about it and, you know, get back to you, like, because I know who you are, you know, I've seen you before. No, because he had such purity, you know, Drona was defeated by his statement. I was thinking how Prabhupada has such a purity that when he says something, we are able to listen to him. And Prabhupada is showing in this purport the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. How Bhagavatam actually, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna asks us to surrender. And Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are actually showing us how to surrender, the art. And in the teachings, in the life pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can see how Krishna's service is actually ecstatic. You know, gopis, like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and the gopis, you never see them like sitting down in meditation, you know, like a lotus posture, trying to meditate. No, they're always active. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of the gopis, especially Srimati Radharani, he was active, he was ecstatic. And this is, Prabhupada is teaching us how Bhakti Yoga means action. Prabhupada translated this word bhakti as devotional service. Everybody else just translates bhakti as devotion. But Prabhupada translated it as devotional service, action. Because without service, without action, how are you going to show our love? It's not possible. Prabhupada actually mentioned about his first disciple once. Prabhupada had a disciple before, one disciple before he went to the US. And this person was from a Brahmin family, Sanskrit scholar, you know, nice samskaras, and he took initiation, everything. But he never did anything for Prabhupada. Before Prabhupada left India, or when he went back to India after his great preaching success in America, he never did anything. So Prabhupada was explaining, what's the use of such a disciple? It's like I was listening, Shivaram Maharaj is glorifying in his recent podcast one of his disciples, how she has been initiated by him for 25 years. And he was explaining how she is actually a real disciple. Because she gave everything she had in the service of the spiritual master and ISKCON. He was explaining how this is what it means to be disciple. Not like you go to the authorities and guru every time you have a problem. And you never listen to what they say. And then you keep going back when you have problems. Other than that, you don't do anything for the, you know, guru or the god brothers of the guru. He was explaining what this kind of, disciple is useless disciple. A real disciple means sacrificing. We give whatever little bit we have in Krishna's service. It's like this example in the pastime of Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya visited this householder, with his disciples, and this Mataji, all she had was some rice, and this rice that she had, they were seeds. The husband has saved this rice to sow them next season and grow them into, you know, crops. But she made that rice and fed all the guru and the god brothers and like that. And the husband came back from a tour and said, "Where is all the rice?" And she says, "Oh, I already sowed them." And he said, "Sowed where?" She said, "I sowed it in the spiritual world. I sowed it in the Vaikuntha." And he's like, "What are you talking about? I cooked it and fed it to my guru, which means eternal investment. We could have saved a few grains of rice, but then now, you know, I pleased the spiritual master, which means eternal ticket to the spiritual world. Similarly, we could be hoarding like, you know, $1,000 or $1,000,000 or a land here or this or that. But then we have to come back, like that story of Kailash. Or we can give it in the service of the spiritual master and Krishna, which gives us the eternal ticket to the spiritual world. Let's do the math, you know, which is the most intelligent thing to do. But it's so painful that we're not able to give it up. This is illusion. Because we don't hear enough. As soon as we stop hearing, just like I gave one book to this boy that comes to Bhakti House, and he was explaining to me how he's having problems with chanting and Krishna consciousness. So I asked him, "Are you reading the books?" He said, "No, I stopped reading the books." So I was realizing myself also how these books bring us to Krishna. And as soon as we stop reading these books, then we forget why to chant, why to give in charity, why to serve, why to avoid offense. We forget everything. The difference between a devotee and non-devotee is the devotee has sadhana, non-devotee doesn't have sadhana. So we can become non-devotees as soon as we stop reading Prabhupada's books. By reading these books, we can understand these mysteries. Like Prabhupada is explaining in the purport, how when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to teach example, by example, when somebody called him Krishna, he would actually close his ears. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there are many instances where he revealed himself as Krishna, but to only to his devotees. There are so many examples where, like, when this Brahmana passing through, traveling, he prepared this nice bhoga for Krishna, and every time he offered to Gopal, Mahaprabhu came and ate the offering. And the Brahmana was getting so upset, it's middle of the night, I'm starving, I got to offer and eat, but this kid comes and keeps spoiling my offering. But then Mahaprabhu told him, you keep calling me with your mantras, and gave darshan of, gave darshan as Krishna to this Brahmana. And there was this astrologer that came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, can you tell me what I was in my past life? The astrologer, being so expert, he did this calculation and he was like, he couldn't believe, he keeps seeing all these various incarnations, Vishnu incarnations, and he's like, he couldn't believe. And then the astrologer was so amazed to have darshan, meet face to face with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the astrologer started glorifying Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu said, what are you talking about? In my last life, I was just a cowherd boy. And because I was so pious, taking care of the cows, in this life I was born in a Brahmin family. And in Mahaprakash Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave darshan to all his devotees. Some wanted to see him as Lord Ramchandra, some wanted to see him as Varaha. And this way, like, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving darshan. But when he met with Prakashananda Saraswati, or in the beginning with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, or other Mayavadis and sense gratifiers, Mahaprabhu would just, like, you know, close his ears, because they would say to him, Om Namo Narayana, because you have taken sannyas, you become Narayana. And Mahaprabhu would close his ears and say, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. You can never call a living entity equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the greatest offense. So, this way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually revealed to his devotees Krishna. So, Prabhupada explains, the most intelligent thing to do in this age of Kali is to worship the Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So, by worshipping Panchatattva, we can actually understand Krishna. Because even to approach Krishna is very rare, what to speak of falling in love with Krishna. But if we approach Krishna through Panchatattva mantra, we can actually have love for Krishna. Like Prabhupada told when he visited Tirupati, the Balaji, famous Balaji temple. Prabhupada tells, it's beautiful that they're worshipping the Supreme Personality of God, Vishnu, but because they're not chanting the Panchatattva mantra before worshipping Vishnu, there'll be so many offenses, which will slow down the progress. So worshipping Krishna is beautiful, but we have to worship Krishna through Panchatattva mantra. Otherwise, this world, this Kali Yuga is ocean of offenses and ocean of faults. Kalau dosha nide rajan asti eka mahatgunan. Kirtanadeva Krishnasi Mukta Sangha Paramvaja. This ocean, just like if you'd fallen into an ocean, it's very, very hard. We can't imagine how powerful is the ocean and how insignificant we are. We don't know whether to turn right or left, or, you know, what to do. It's like this brother and sister. It was in the news that they went to this island called Saint Lucia, and something happened that their boat crashed and they fell in the middle of the ocean. You know, here they are, you know, this world is like full of crisis, not a question of if, it's like question of when it's going to come. So here they are having good time in the island, and all of a sudden your boat crashed in the middle of the ocean. And they explain how they swam for 15 hours. They must be pretty healthy people. If I would have been there, I would have gone by 15 minutes. cold water, shark infested waters, so much anxiety and fear, you know. They swam for 15 hours before they saw a small island. And then they had to hike this high island all night to come across a farmer. And the farmer called the ambulance, and the ambulance came and rescued them and gave them, like, because they were like completely exhausted, dehydrated. So I was thinking, imagine our position is like that. We've, you know, dropped into the middle of the ocean. It's a very scary situation. But by taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Panchatattva, we get the mercy. There's actually this beautiful song that explains, Gaurangera Sangigane Nitya Siddha Korimane Se Jai Brajendra Sutta Pas. It's explained that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they are Nitya Siddhas. They're not ordinary. And just by understanding this, we will get shelter at the lotus feet of Brajendra Nandan Krishna, just by understanding this much. It's so powerful. And the process is to approach Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the six Goswamis, and six Goswamis through Parampara, Prabhupada, like this. And this way we can actually attain love for Krishna. Gopi Bhartu Padakamaliyo Dasa 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 Anudasa. The more we approach Krishna by being the servant of the servant of the servant, we get mercy. We don't want to be great, we just want to serve the great. This is the secret of success. Otherwise, if we want to be great in this temporary situation, it's actually very foolish. Then we won't be great and we won't get love for Krishna either. So we have to be careful with our dealings with Vaishnavas, because offenses can make us crooked and stunted. It's like in the news, they showed how there was this little turtle. It got stuck. You know how the beer cans, they come with the plastic rings that hold all the cans together? Somebody's dropped that plastic on the beach and the turtle is entered, and because he couldn't break free from that, he's grown up all crooked. This turtle, all shaped. So they're making a campaign, drink responsibly. It's okay that you drink, but just throw away your plastic away so the animals don't suffer. Nice proposal. But we don't want to grow crooked like that in bhakti yoga. We can. It's very easy because years go by, and with all the bad habits and offenses, we can remain like that. But we have to be careful and proactive and serve and give up our ego, our false ego. And this way we can get mercy of Krishna and experience Krishna. Because even in Krishna consciousness, because we have no taste, we get so much pleasure from gossiping and fault finding and criticizing and all these things. Because we have no, that's the sign we don't have taste, unfortunately. But if we are experiencing this taste, that's like billions of times greater than these material pleasures. So thank you. Please forgive my audacity to sit here and speak in front of so many great devotees. Any corrections or comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, that's a beautiful question. Ramapati Prabhu is asking about surrender. Yeah, surrender is actually our natural state. Like last night I was singing in Bhakti House. I was singing the first kirtan. It's funny how the mind is reeling for half hour, and just before you stop the kirtan, you actually start to get a taste. It's unfortunate like that. So seeing the first kirtan, it's just the holy name is so powerful. This realization keep coming to me like, oh Krishna, oh Rama, like save this wretched soul. This keep coming to me like this, you know. Rescue me, save me, I'm caught up in all kinds of illusions, save me, save me. And then this keep coming to me that I want to give everything to Krishna, I want to give everything to, you know, Sawas Prabhu and Guru Maharaj and like this. It keeps coming. So I had this teeny realization how, like Prabhupada said, the ice is actually an artificial state of water. The real state of water is it's liquid and it's flowing. Similarly, our real position is our heart is flowing towards Krishna, but it's frozen at the moment. So the more we apply this process that we will want to surrender, we want to give everything to Krishna. That's the best thing to do, and that's our position, that's our constitutional position. It's the most natural thing. But at the moment we are frozen like ice, artificially. So Prabhupada gives simple example, you put the iron in the fire, it becomes red hot like fire. So we have to stay in the fire. As soon as we come out of the fire, we don't read, we don't chant, we don't serve, we become hard-hearted and mean like karmis. So, that's what it is. How to surrender? Surrender means, you know, immerse ourselves in this bhakti yoga and naturally you want to surrender. Nobody can hold you back. Even 10 men can't hold you down like Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Thank you. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.